Mississippi is one of the poorest states in the nation. In the past, most Mississippians made their living off the land. With farming in decline, state officials have been trying to attract big industry, like foreign automakers, without much success. Mississippi lost a Toyota plant to Kentucky, Mercedes settled in Alabama, BMW went to South Carolina. So when Nissan was looking for a site, state officials fought hard because of what the multi-million-dollar plant could mean to the local economy. To close the deal, the state would have to get control of a significant amount of rural land, and that has turned into a challenge. Melanie Peoples reports from Canton, Mississippi.
As one Mississippian put it, if you own a piece of the land, you've got something. Andrew Archie has 30 acres of flat black land sitting between I-55 and the railroad tracks. Gone are the mules and rows of plowed fields from his younger days, but this is still his home.
I don't want to live nowhere else now.
Archie is 69, but looks more like 80. He moved here when he was 8 years old. These fields, while not the first his family ever worked, are the first they ever owned. It was 1941. They were black in Mississippi. And for them, this was a considerable accomplishment.
And buying your own land, and you know that was wonderful. And most people that wasn't buying land, they was sharecropping and all that. So when they purchased this and we were getting our own land, I feel good about that. Yeah.
This land is all he's ever really known. For 61 years, it has supported him and his family. 15 people live there today. But this land, so significant and historic for the Archie family, stands in the way of progress for Mississippi. The state wants to give this land to the Nissan Motor Company for an access road and other infrastructure for its massive truck factory. Mississippi Development Authority attorney Alan Purdy says the benefits are great.
4,000 direct jobs will be created, high-paying jobs. And with spinoff jobs and induced jobs, those jobs that result from increased retail activity, projections are that a total of 58,239 jobs will be created out of the Nissan project.
This is the largest economic development project Mississippi has ever seen. A lot of Mississippians stand to benefit, which is why the state wants to use the power of eminent domain to seize the land. But that's an abuse of power, says the Archie family, who are fighting it. Their attorney is Scott Bullock of the Institute of Justice, a national libertarian public interest law firm.
Eminent domain is supposed to be used for truly public uses, and everybody knows what that is. It's land that's essentially owned by the public or used by all the public, a road, a public building, a public park, a public school. It cannot be used to take property from one private owner and hand it over to another private owner just because the government happens to think that person will make better use of it.
And so they're at an impasse. One intensified by race and the legacy of Jim Crow, which still hangs heavy over Mississippi like a cloud of suspicion and mistrust. When the state approached the Archies, it offered them $24,500 an acre. But the Archies soon found out some landowners were allowed to set their own price. And that's caused some hard feelings for Andrew Archie.
They didn't treat me fairly. They told some people what let them put what they wanted. Come told me what they're going to give me. They didn't ask me what I would take.
Archie says the state should have treated all landowners the same. But Mississippi Development Authority attorney Alan Purdy says the first property owners the state approached were those who owned the largest plots of land because the state was afraid of losing Nissan.
There was no time to negotiate. The state of Mississippi was required to gain control of a large block of property, approximately 800 to 1,000 acres of property initially, in order to remain in contention for a site for the Nissan project. And control of that property had to be obtained in a very short period of time and under the strictest of confidence.
So some landowners got more money. The largest single landowner, who was white, got $60,000 an acre for his 500-plus acres. But others, most of them white landowners, received less. Some only asked for $7,000 or $8,000 an acre, which was still a good deal because land in the area was selling for $3,000 an acre 3 years ago. Purdy says racism was not an issue and that the state offered the Archies $24,500 an acre because that was the price set by a bank that owned adjoining land. Others say much of this trouble and bad feelings could have been avoided.
mainly feel that it was mishandled by the state from the beginning.
Carl Banks, who is black, is the Madison County supervisor in the district where the plant is being built.
The way it was handled has created the monster that it has become. And I don't think it was done to cheat anybody. It was just not understanding how to go about letting people know that there's opportunity available for Madison County. And because of the opportunity, it's going to create some change.
Banks says he should have been involved in the process. Then he says he could have helped black landowners feel like a part of the change instead of feeling like they were being run off their land. The Archies resent not being able to set their own price. They now want $200,000 an acre for their land, but they say the fight isn't about money. Plain and simple, they feel cheated and don't want to do business with the state. Lonzo Archie, Andrew's son, says they're fighting eminent domain on principle.
At first, you know, we was taking a stand for ourselves. And then, you know, we realized that if they take our land, they could take anybody's land.
The case is before the Mississippi Supreme Court. If it rules the state can take the land under eminent domain, it will still be up to a jury to decide how much the state must pay per acre. Meanwhile, the Nissan construction is well underway, and state leaders don't want to see a delay in the plant opening, scheduled for next year, or for Nissan to have to redesign any of their plans. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Canton, Mississippi.